Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Los Angeles Dodgers and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Los Angeles Dodgers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Maury Wills. Batting second. The left fielder, Jim Gilliam. Batting third. The center fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Frank Howard. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Gil Hodges. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Darryl Spencer. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Charlie Neal. Batting eighth. The catcher, Norm Sherry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Podres. Pitching for the Los Angeles Dodgers, Johnny Podres. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Al Heist. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Zimmer. Batting third. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The right fielder, George Altman. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Andre Rogers. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Burkell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Ellsworth. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Ellsworth. And now, play ball. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Zimmer fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Heist hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Neal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Banks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Altman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Neal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Gil Hodges batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Hodges takes first base on ball 4. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rogers fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Charlie Neal batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Neal hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Dodgers. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Sherry hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Podres is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Podres hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Wills is 0-1 in the game. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Santo strikes out. Two outs. Andre Rogers batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Rogers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Padres fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rogers moves to second. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Ellsworth strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Gilliam is 0-1 in the game. Gilliam hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Davis is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks misplays the ball. That's an error on Banks. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Howard is 0-1 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Davis moves to second. Two outs. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hodges is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Heist is 0-1 in the game. Heist strikes out. One out. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Zimmer is 0-1 in the game. Zimmer hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Davis. Zimmer reaches second base with a double. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Banks is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Neal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 2-2. There's a wild pitch. Zimmer moves to third. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Altman is 0-1 in the game. Altman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Spencer is 0-1 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Neal is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Neal hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Sherry is 0-1 in the game. Sherry hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Dodgers. Johnny Padres is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Padres is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Padres strikes out. Two outs. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Wills is 0-2 in the game. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Gilliam settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Dodgers. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rogers takes first base on ball 4. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spencer fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers 4, and the Cubs 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gilliam is 0 for 2 in the game. Gilliam strikes out. 1 out. Tommy Davis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Howard is 0 for 2 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Richie Ashburn pinch hits for Dick Ellsworth. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ashburn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Heist is 0 for 2 in the game. Heist hits a fly ball into right field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Zimmer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Zimmer strikes out. 2 outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spencer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers 4, and the Cubs 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Dick Draught now pitching. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hodges is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hodges strikes out. 1 out. Ron Fairley pinch hits for Darryl Spencer. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Neal hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Heist who is chasing the ball. Neal reaches third base with a triple. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Sherry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Sherry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Neal scores. It's 5-1, Dodgers. Johnny Podres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Podres is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Podres hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Gilliam now playing third base. Frank Howard now playing left field. Ron Fairley now playing right field. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Altman is 0-2 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Williams is 0-2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Santo is 1-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 5, and the Cubs 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Wills is 0-3 in the game. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rogers scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wills for the out. One out. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Gilliam is 0-3 in the game. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Davis is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Rogers is 1-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rogers takes first base on ball 4. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Bertel is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Bertel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Howard. Bertel reaches second base with a double. Rogers goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2 Dodgers. Jim McEnany pinch hits for Dick Drott. Larry Sherry now pitching. Jim McEnany is at the plate with a count of 2-2. McEnany strikes out. One out. Bob Will pinch hits for Al Heist. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Will hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hodges scoops it up and throws to first, with Sherry covering, for the out. Two outs. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Zimmer is 1-3 in the game, with a double. Zimmer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 5, and the Cubs 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Bob Will now playing right field. George Altman now playing center field. Don Elston now pitching. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Howard is 0-3 in the game. Howard strikes out. One out. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Hodges is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Hodges hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Rogers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Fairley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Fairley is 0-1 in the game. Fairley hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Tommy Davis now playing left field. Willie Davis now playing center field. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Banks is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Banks strikes out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Altman is 0-for-3 in the game. Altman strikes out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Dodgers 5, and the Cubs 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Neal is 2-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Neal strikes out. 1 out. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sherry is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Sherry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Elston fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Larry Sherry, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Sherry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Dodgers 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Santo strikes out. 1 out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Rogers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Rogers strikes out. 2 outs. Dick Burkell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Burkell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Burkell strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Los Angeles Dodgers, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.